And it's time for That's Tourism on Ocean 100. We're celebrating the champions of PEI's tourism industry and the positive impact they've had on our island. Every week, we chat with local leaders whose work helps make PEI a thriving year-round destination. And today, we're joined by Corinne Clements, who is the CEO of the Tourism Industry Association of PEI. Corinne has played a key role in promoting and shaping PEI's tourism landscape, from her work with the Charlottetown Harbor Authority to leading marketing efforts at Tourism Charlottetown. Now, as CEO of Taipei, she's the voice behind the province's tourism industry. Corinne, great to see you.
I always love coming here to see you guys.
Likewise. We love having you in here because we got to chat about some important stuff here today, though. And let's start with the big one, okay? It's National Tourism Week. It's ongoing right now. What's this week all about? Why should islanders care? How can businesses and government get involved by showing their support? What is National Tourism Week all about?
Well, it's my favorite week of the year.
Yeah.
This is all about celebrating and showcasing what our businesses and operators do for our communities, for our economy, for islanders, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a national campaign. Obviously, we're focused here on PEI. But it's really about celebrating the hard work and creativity and the celebration that our industry is.
Now, let's talk marketing. There's been a lot of buzz around the NHL contract. How do these kinds of strategic partnerships actually help boost tourism in PEI?
There has been a lot of buzz, and this is something that I've been talking about probably more and more lately. This project, this partnership, it was kind of in the works for a long time, started in our office. Actually, the initial outreach was to our office, and I questioned whether or not that was legitimate. It's not often you get a message from the NHL looking to work with you. So I think the key parts of this partnership that we really need to talk more about is the marketing budgets for tourism on Prince Edward Island are incredibly, incredibly small in comparison to every other province and even some cities. I talked about it last week, how, you know, the city of Montreal has a larger marketing budget for tourism than we do as a province.
Wow.
So we constantly have to come up with creative ways to break through the clutter and the noise of all the other messages out there. So when the NHL reached out to our office and we had those initial discussions, we saw some really great opportunities. I mean, this is the NHL. It's internationally known and respected. They are incredible at what they do. So if there's an opportunity to attach your brand to a brand like that that is known around the world, it's a really, really unique way to get some attention and some awareness. So we ended up handing off those conversations to Tourism PEI, as that's not our wheelhouse to deal in those types of partnership deals. But we really were excited about that opportunity. And I think despite a lot of the chatter politically, I think this is a really great opportunity for Prince Edward Island as a whole to create more awareness in key markets. So we've done the research. You know, a lot of research has been done around what markets we should be in, where the greatest opportunities are. But we also understand that our markets, so in the U.S. markets or in Edmonton, Calgary, Ottawa, those are some key markets because we have direct air in those three cities.
Mm-hmm.
We know we have some awareness work to do. So this was a really, really great opportunity to penetrate those markets with a really unique message that stands out from all of the other destination sales. When we talk about the U.S. market, again, there's a great opportunity, high-yield visitation. We know they're going to come, stay longer. They're not going to cancel last minute. They're going to spend more money. These are the types of visitors that we want. And it's a good blend with, I'll say, our Atlantic province, you know, our neighbors, really,
right.
in
yep.
Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, very important to our tourism market as well. But that's from probably a shorter stay, but more regular stays. So those are the repeat visitations. We're really good at creating repeat visitors. What we really need to focus on is those first-time visitors, because once they come, we know they're coming back.
Gotcha. And I mean, let's kind of stay in that vein a little bit. American tourists, right? Like the trade and tariffs and all that stuff, trade wars, that has been the hot topic. Do you think American tourists are still going to come?
I do. I think, you know, we've heard a lot of research from Destination Canada and IMI International, who are research experts. They recently spoke at our industry day in March. This is the time to go after those markets, again, that I was talking about, where we focus predominantly on New England and, you know, New York, kind of in those areas. There is a strong interest in traveling to Canada right now. And while the low Canadian yes. dollar isn't great for us, the high American dollar is great for American visitors coming to Canada. We know we can deliver an exceptional experience. And I think it's really, really important, and we will continue to advocate for that and support that, that we maintain our activities in the U.S. markets that we are in, because we know there's a great opportunity. But I also think it's really important, you know, I talked about the political piece earlier. There's a political component around the trade tariffs and all the kind of the buzz and the chatter around that. That's a political thing, too. So right. I think it's really important that we as islanders remember to be friendly and welcoming. And these are decisions that are not made in people's homes sitting at the kitchen table. These are decisions made at a very high level. And there are still a lot of people that are very supportive and feel very positively towards Canada. And we should be the same.
Okay. I like it. Now, this is a total change of gears here, because you have a big event coming up. The Rural Hiring Day is on April 12th. Give me a little bit of background on that, maybe a website where people can get details.
Absolutely. So this is our second year doing Rural Hiring Day. It's a reverse job fair. So if you're living out in the rural areas and you have an interest in working at some of our great businesses, it's almost like an open house. So this Saturday from 1 to 3, those businesses that have signed up with us will be, they will have somebody there from 1 to 3. Even if they're seasonal, they will dedicate to have somebody there to meet with you, to talk about the positions available, and really to get a sense from, I think, the individuals and the businesses. It's a great opportunity to connect with one another and see if there's a good fit. We have some great operators. We have, I'm going to go from memory really quick. We have Blackbush. We have Cavendish Beach Bosom Buddies. We have, oh my gosh, who else do we have? Bogside. There's a number of businesses around PEI that will be open, and looking forward to talking to people this Saturday.
Okay. And if people want more details, what's the website? Is there one?
They can visit our website at tiapei.ca.
I knew there was a website. Wanted to make sure we got it in there. All right, Corinne, thank you very much. That was tremendously insightful, and all good things to know. So thank you very much for popping by.
Thanks for having me.